I was thinking about Catherine Coy, thinking about Velma Hayden, the people that have loved God, loved church, and yet haven't been able to come. And I wanted to stir you to thank God for conditions that require you to be still. Somebody was complaining to me that all they could do is lay in bed and stare at the ceiling. Well, stop comparing that to, I don't know, rowing a boat, going fishing, running a marathon. Start thinking of why God has called you to this place. What are the opportunities that you now have? Listen to Zechariah 2:13. Be silent, O all flesh. How about that? Just shh, just be quiet before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. The King James margin here says he is raised up out of the habitation of his holiness. When God rises up, you don't know whether it's to bless or to bring a judgment, but it's for us to be still before him. So, you have that opportunity. You're laid up, laid down. You're in a condition where you can't do what you'd like to do, and you're a person who likes to do. And the time is coming. Velma had an operation that went into something else, and a lot of getting back on her feet time. Catherine just really feeling the accumulation of age, and difficulties like this makes it too difficult. Some of us might break a leg, slip a disc. Bud Weeks having a hip operation, be put down for a while. The point of it is this: don't spoil these quiet hours by wishing them away. This is contrary to what God has called for you. Don't just be there waiting impatiently to be active again. Some of the greatest works in the history of Christianity have been done from sick beds and from prison cells. Much of our New Testament written from prison, maybe not a prison cell, but being in prison. Instead of resenting the limitations of a weakened body or whatever it is, search for Christ's way in the midst of these very circumstances. And I mentioned the song because it's not an active thing to walk in the garden with the Lord. There's a picture of Mary or one of the women meeting Christ in the garden. And there was not running and screaming and jumping and doing. It was just being. It was in his company. It was enjoying his presence, rejoicing in his life. Limitations to some areas can be liberating when your strongest desire is living close to Christ. To picture that walk in the garden on that early Sunday morning. Think of looking up into the eyes of the Lord, listening to his words. So, God's called you apart. God's called you to quietness. Quietness and trust, not fear, enhance your awareness of Christ's presence with you. Do you believe that he is with you? Do you believe that that's what the scripture says? Do you believe that he said that he and his Father would be in your heart along with the Holy Spirit. I think by means of the Holy Spirit. You are in Christ, and Christ is in you. So become aware of that. Do not despise the simple ways of serving Christ. Think of Mary and Martha, the contrast. Martha was the doer. And finally, being exasperated that Mary wasn't helping her, he comes and says to Jesus, "Would you tell that lazy sister of mine to come help me? I've got stuff to do." And Jesus put a different picture on that. She has come to have fellowship with me. She was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening, communing, fellowshipping. And he said, she's chosen the better part. From the evaluation of God, this is just you and him. Do not despise the simple ways of serving Christ. So, you can feel cut off from the activity of the world, activity of the church, activity of doing. My friend, my Greek friend, had to go to dialysis, yeah. And he was such a doer, and he was a guy who wanted to pass out tracts, wanted to do all these things. And he was complaining to me about that, and I said, you have to think of this as God calling you to that mission field. I said, there are people there you wouldn't have met any other way. And I could just see him going, huh? And he started bringing a bag full of our daily bread. And he would say to someone, are you familiar with this? Yeah, I had one a long time ago. I love those things. And then others were saying, oh, you know, he was introducing himself by that. And so I think he was there more than once a month, but sometimes he'd walk in, people say, do you have any more of those? I have a friend that needs one. And he became the guy. He became the source. He became the one who represented Jesus to that group. It's not always the activity that is serving God. You feel cut off, but your quietness and your trust makes a powerful statement in spiritual realms. Listen to Isaiah 30, verse 15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Lord Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, in returning, this is turning back to him, and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And ye would not. You just knew better than God in this thing, didn't you? Okay. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Paul praying for the removal of this thorn in the flesh. And the answer, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Whose weakness? His weakness, your weakness, right? Paul then says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory, boast, rejoice in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Christ's strength and power show themselves most effective in your quietness and your weakness. So don't resent God putting you in the quiet place for a while.